In 2002, Dan O'Connell confronted Father Ryan Erickson over suspicions that Erickson was molesting children. O'Connell and another man, James Ellison, were later found dead. After Father Erickson committed suicide near Hurley 2 years later, a circuit judge found probable cause to believe that Erickson had killed the two men. The O'Connell family says church officials knew Erickson had been accused of abusing children prior to his being ordained in 2000. The family and members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests say the Catholic Church has protected too many abusive priests and should reveal the names of all those proven, admitted, and credibly accused of abuse. Dan O'Connell's mother, Janet, says with the civil lawsuit against all the U.S. bishops, her family is trying to follow through on her son's effort.
We're finishing a job Dan started, and I don't want to hear of anybody else being abused. I want them to get the proper help.
The lawsuit has been filed in circuit court in St. Croix County. The family's attorney, Minneapolis lawyer Jeffrey Anderson, concedes that there's little legal precedent for a nationwide case.
While it hasn't been done legally before, it doesn't mean it shouldn't be done, so the moral imperative answers the legal question. Is this the right thing to do? And if so, why can't the courts do it? And we believe they can.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops won't say much about the Wisconsin lawsuit. But Monsignor Frank Maniscalco says the church is implementing a plan to protect children from clergy abuse.
There is excellent screening for our seminaries, and if this report comes to a bishop, he will report it to the proper authorities, and the priest's case will be dealt with effectively and promptly.
Milwaukee's archdiocese posts the names of abusive priests for which the church says it has oversight, but it still refuses to pass along the names of any abusive clergy from religious orders. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.